story is told about Jesus in his quiet years. Of course, this is not in the Bible, but it's a lovely story that might have some truth behind it. And the story goes as follows, that Jesus as a carpenter was a maker of master yokes, that no one in the Nazarene area made yokes the way that Jesus did. And people would come from miles around with their oxen. And on the one week, our Lord would measure the oxen so that he could then cut the wood. And the next week, the oxen would be brought back by their owner and make sure that those yoke fit perfectly. Their height, their width, the space between them, the size of their shoulders. And at the very heart of what Jesus was wanting to do was to make sure that the yoke fit perfectly for that team of oxen. Today in the gospel, we have one of Jesus's most beautiful invitations when he says, "Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy." Now, I want to talk with you for a minute about this word easy. What does it mean? Well, the word in Greek means it's well-fitting or it's tailor-made, like the yoke that our Lord would have made for the animals. But there's another way in which we can understand this word easy. It means kind, benevolent, good. And indeed, it's for this reason that we have the Old Testament reading that we had read this morning. Because here we see a king who does not come into the city on a war horse, but he comes into the city on a donkey. And whenever a king came into a city on such an animal, he was declaring, "I have not come to make war, but I have come in benevolence and I have come in peace." And indeed, if you're familiar with our Palm Sunday reading, this reading from Zechariah is the reading that is read as the Old Testament lesson on that Sunday before Easter. Now, there's something else I want to show you. The Old Testament, of course, was written in Hebrew. But one of the things that happened with the Old Testament was that it was translated into the Greek language. And so the psalm that was read for us today has this verse: "The Lord is gracious to all." Gracious. And the word that's used for gracious in the psalm is the same word used in the gospel for easy. The word in Greek is the word krestos. This is what the word krestos, it means easy, it's benevolent, it's good, it's well-fitting. So this easy yoke of Jesus invites us, and particularly on this day, Jack, for you and for you, Jane, as you are confirmed, you are invited with all of us to take up the kind, the benevolent, the good yoke of Jesus. And Jesus says that this yoke fits well, and it's a yoke whereby we will find rest for our souls. Running throughout the scripture from the beginning to the end is this understanding that the God that we worship, the God who loves us, the God that we love, is a burden-bearing God. And he invites us into this place of taking upon him this yoke. But the question we have to ask this morning is, so how do we do this? How do we come to an interior place of knowing the peace of which our Lord speaks today? And I think we need to focus on verse 29 of today's gospel, for here we have an insight into the answer. Let me read this verse again. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Listen to this. "For I," says Jesus, "am gentle and humble of heart." Take my yoke upon you, learn from me. Well, Jesus, what are we to learn? We are to learn his way of gentleness, and we are to learn his way of humility. So let's think first of all about humility. It's helpful to know that in saying to us that we are to take his yoke upon us, that Jesus is actually quoting the Old Testament. It's from the book of Sirach, the 51st chapter, verses 26 and 27. And this part of the Old Testament is called the wisdom literature. And wisdom is that whole area of Old Testament writing that is applicable to our lives in this world. How do we live wisely? How do we live well as people of faith? And listen to this verse from the Book of Wisdom. You'll see how it resonates with the gospel. Put your neck under the yoke and let your souls receive instruction. It is to be found close by. See with your eyes that I have labored little and found myself much rest. So again, in Sirach, there's this connection between taking the yoke of wisdom upon us and finding rest. And so what Jesus is wanting us to understand, I am the fulfillment of Sirach 51. Wisdom is me. And as you come to me, you will actually discover more and more the way of peace as you discover the way of humility. Now, let me just read again one of the verses from Sirach and the verse from the gospel. This is Sirach. Put your neck under the yoke and let your souls receive instruction. And then from Matthew, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Do you see what both texts are saying? We are to learn from Jesus Christ. We are to live our lives in such a way that you and I have a teachable and docile spirit. Let me illustrate this from the rite of baptism. One of the beautiful things, and Deacon Stephen would know this as well, that's a lovely part of the rite, is the first anointing that the minister does. It's with what's called the oil of the catechumens. And the word catechumen means one who is being instructed. And what the minister does with the oil of the catechumens, he anoints the breastbone of the little baby boy or girl, the breastbone. What's the breastbone near? It's near the heart. And so the oil of the catechumens, the oil of those who are open to instruction, is at the place of the heart, representing in a sense the soul. And as the child is anointed, the minister says these words: "We anoint you with the oil of salvation in the name of Christ our Savior. May he strengthen you with his power, who lives and reigns forever and ever." So the oil of the catechumens is also called the oil of salvation. There's a connection. As you and I are discovering more and more what it is to be under the instruction of Jesus Christ, we discover more and more that we're not to live an autonomous life doing whatever we want to, but we're to live what's called a theonomous life. The word theos is the word for God. The word nomos is the word for law. And so a theonomous life is a life lived under God. Whereas so many people today live an autonomous life. What does autonomy mean? Auto means self, nomos means law. So an autonomous life is a life lived unto oneself according to one's own law. And that leads to a lack of peace. It leads to a disjointed and conflicted interior life. But those who are learning to live a theonomous life, those who are learning to live by Jesus' instruction, are discovering the way of humility. And listen again to this part of our gospel. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you've hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent. That is, those who are trying to live an autonomous life. If you try to live an autonomous life, you will not know Jesus Christ. If you try to live your life on your terms in your way, he'll be hidden from you. Because he makes it so clear. He reveals himself to those who are infants. Yes, Father, for such is your gracious will. You need to understand this, beloved, and so do I. The wise and understanding of this world, that is, people who rely on their own judgment, cannot accept the revelation brought to us by Jesus Christ. And Jack and Jane, you need to understand this, because you're going to be told everywhere, rely on your own judgment. Do your own thing. Be an autonomous individual. And we're all told that message. It's one of the great lies that our modern world tells us. But this lie leads us to a place of desolation and discouragement. For you see, a supernatural outlook is joined to humility. A humble person who gives him or herself little importance sees Jesus. whereas the proud person, full of self-esteem, fails to perceive supernatural truth. This is called the spiritual law of physics. It's a reality, and we have the Master telling us that this is so. So the way of humility is this way of cultivating what the Old Testament calls the fear of the Lord. It means that we're learning to join our lives to the life of Jesus and walk in the way of wisdom. But notice, Jesus doesn't just talk about humility. He also says, I am gentle. Isn't that beautiful? Something happens in the soul of a person who comes under the gentle yoke of Jesus. He or she experiences Jesus' mercy towards them. So in turn, what does that lead to? They try to be more gentle in mercy in the way they live towards others. I think one of the things that COVID-19 has shown us is how we are all plagued by worry, anxiety, by fear. And isn't it beautiful? In today's gospel, Jesus acknowledges this. He says, come to me, all you who are burdened. Come to me, all of you who are weighed down, and you will find rest. But rest is not the way the world thinks we will be satisfied. Rest only comes when we know the tenderness of Jesus. Rest only comes when we acknowledge what it says in today's gospel, that he and the Father truly are one. And to know the Father is to know Jesus. And to know Jesus is to have the Father revealed to us. Beloved friends, this is about conversion. You can't just stay static as a Catholic. It's always about being converted more and more to the heart of Jesus Christ. And if anyone knew this, it was the Apostle St. Paul. Think of Paul when he was Saul. Remember what he said about himself? I'm a Pharisee of Pharisees. I've kept the law. I was Gamaliel's best student. I got A pluses all the time. But then he was converted to Christ. And that proud heart became a humble heart. And the heart of the man who wanted to kill the Christians became a heart of gentleness. So that in today's gospel, St. Paul could say these words, knowing it in his own life. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies. Also through his spirit who dwells in you. What's that life? It's the way of peace. It's the way of God's gift of ordering our lives. St. Augustine said it this way. It's a beautiful quote. Peace is the tranquility of order. Listen to that again. Peace is the tranquility of order. And when our lives come under Christ, when they are ordered towards his humility, when they are ordered towards his gentleness, then we are invited into this place of deepening trust. Now, I'm still a person in the making. The yoke doesn't yet fit me perfectly. I still struggle with anxiety. I still struggle with worry. I don't always have inner peace. But as I have studied this text during the week, I'm discovering ever more that in a world like this, and for you, Jack and Jane, in a world like this, what you need more than anything else is to trust in Jesus Christ, to bet your life on him. For when we learn to do this, then with today's psalm, we sing of that kingdom that is the gentle kingdom, the humble kingdom of Jesus. As we say, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up those who are bowed down. Come to me, all who are burdened, and that's you, that's me, and learn from Jesus. For I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. That's the promise of God. It's a promise to bank your life on.